Country Bob FM.
Hey, it's the Bob Almanac and Mike.
There you go.
He is also the official and he's very smart. I didn't even tell him to put his headphones on and he did. Very smart, Mike. I appreciate that. He's the official train whistle provider of the Bob Almanac. My train whistle came from yours, from you, and yours still sounds better than mine. And I soak mine in water. I don't know, do I need to oil it?
Mine is older.
Do I need to put, you know, something, do I need to oil it? Do I need to soak it in maybe brine? Does it need to be salt water?
Age.
Musk, was it musk oil, monk oil? What do we used to put on our old baseball gloves? Was it musk oil?
Yeah.
What was it called? That was something that we used to do. It wasn't baseball glove oil, it was something else. I don't know, maybe we just, I don't know, maybe it was blubber, I don't know. We got it from a seal, and we'd put it in our glove. How about this date, Thursday, April 25th, the 115th day of the year, 250 days left to go. And Mike, if you feel that you can't participate here today, or you don't have anything to contribute, guess who we have?
I'm ready, Jim.
Virtual Neil. He's here and ready to go.
So I'm Virtual Mike.
Yeah. Say hi to Virtual Neil, Mike.
Hi, Neil.
Huh?
Okay. Thursday, April 25th, 115th day of the year, 250 days left to go. A patent on this date, 60. We are your patent station if you want to know about, not patent, not general patent, but this is patent. Patent was granted for the thimble, 1684. When's the last time you've used a thimble, Mike? Anytime recently?
It was kindergarten making a sock puppet for Mr. Jewel.
It's also the best game piece on Monopoly. The only game piece that's actually usable if you have real small fingers. Like Tom Thumb could use the thimble from Monopoly. 1928, Buddy, the first seeing eye dog, made his debut. 1928, we used a dog for a blind person to help see. The emotional support peacock came along much later. There at the airport. 1952, bowling. We had some bowling news today.
For generations, indispensable pin boys have risked life and limb setting them up for bowlers. But today, all that's been changed. Introducing the electric pin spotter. Completely automatic, with an amazing brain that distinguishes between a strike and a spare.
How about that? A newsreel about the automatic pin setter. 1952, American Bowling Congress, you know it, Mike, as the ABC,
yes,
unveiled and approved the use of the automatic pin setter. No longer will pin boys and girls in the back be putting their lives in danger of flying pins and balls going off target, hitting them in the shin, causing serious injury. That was in 1952. How about 1954?
Yet in this modern age, men have at last harnessed the sun with the Bell solar battery. Here is one mounted in a protective case of clear plastic.
Yeah, it's very impressive. So this date, Bell Laboratories, which was the precursor to AT&T, Bell Telephone, first solar battery. Now we take it for granted. Guess what? That first solar battery, guess what the efficiency on that was? 6%. So you put 100 watts in, you get 6 watts back. 100 watts of solar energy equal only 6 watts coming back. But it was the 50s, and it was exciting. You're laughing so hard your eyes are watering over there, Mike. I can't believe it.
Well, that was the year of my birth, so I don't remember getting one of those for my birthday.
1954, the solar battery. They didn't even know how to pronounce solar yet. It was solar. That was in 54, 59.
And as Britannia sailed through it, the St. Lawrence Seaway was formally and officially opened. A waterway of 2,300 miles invites the shipping of the world.
Mike, I think on your bucket list, you need to put to traverse the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing from Duluth all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. This was historic, this date. The St. Lawrence Seaway opened to traffic all the way from Duluth up through New York and then up to Montreal and into the Atlantic Ocean. Shipping was so much easier at that point in time. 1959, 1962, the Hulk.
Smash!
The Marvel comic book, The Incredible Hulk. We wouldn't have Bill Bixby. We wouldn't have David Bruce Banner, Bruce David Banner. We wouldn't have the Avengers with The Incredible Hulk. Debuted on newsstands on this date. Stan Lee and another guy, I can't think of the name of the guy who came up with it. But Stan Lee, I know our comic book expert here at Bob would know that, but that was in 1962. You're a big Hulk guy, Mike? What would happen if I got you angry? Would I like you?
Yes.
If I made you angry, you'd be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. 1968, the Beatles. The Beatles were so big, they were able to refuse to perform for the Queen.
Hmm.
They refused to perform for the Queen of England at a British Olympic appeal fun show because our decision would be the same no matter what the cause. Quote, this is what the Beatles quoted, we don't do benefits. I never said we didn't do benefits. So they didn't do benefits. We don't do 1968. 1976.
I'm not sure what he's doing out there. It looks like he's going to burn a flag, and Rick Mundo runs and takes it away from him.
So an idiot ran out onto the outfield at Dodger Stadium, and he was about to burn an American flag, and Rick Monday, who was playing in the outfield for the Chicago Cubs, he would be signed or traded to the Dodgers the next year. I'm sure they just loved him there in L.A. after what he did there. He saved, and he actually got that flag. They presented that flag. They had Rick Monday Day, and they gave him the flag, and that was a nice bit of patriotism there. Mm-hmm. He decided what he needed to do, and he stopped them from setting the flag on fire. And probably also that may have spread to the field. They may have had a grass fire. Who knows how dry the grass was in the outfield at Dodger Stadium on this date in 1976, right?
That's
anything
right.
Could have happened. Could have been a red flag warning. 1980 in the news.
This is the core of the tragedy. First impressions might suggest that this is simply the wreckage of the giant C-130 transport plane. But this is the entire rotor assembly of one of the American helicopters that were involved in the rescue attempt.
This was the date in Iran, a commando mission to rescue the Iranian hostages had to be aborted. They had mechanical problems. They had a transport plane run into a helicopter. That was news coverage of it there. Sadly, 8 servicemen were killed. And it was a real black eye on Washington and the Carter administration. It was called Operation Eagle Claw. And that happened on this date. If you're old enough, you probably remember that. That was 1980. And today, we are remembering one of Mike's favorites of all time.
And then there's Maud.
Then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
You had a big crush on B. Arthur, didn't you?
I thought you were going to say Adrienne Barbeau.
Yes, she was. I would say Conrad Bain. No, but Maude, she's about a foot taller than you.
Yes,
you
she
like
is.
You like taller women?
I liked Adrienne Barbeau.
She was very nice. She was Maude's daughter, of course. Yes. Bea Arthur died on this day, 2009. Who could forget her as Dorothy on The Golden Girls? She was on that. And of course, as Maude, the cousin to Archie Bunker. Did you hear they're doing an All in the Family / Jeffersons live musical? I think it's on ABC. Woody Harrelson's going to play Archie Bunker, and Jamie Foxx is going to play George Jefferson.
Wow.
I'm curious. You don't mess with the classics.
No.
We'll see if they're able to somehow pull that off. But 2009, Bea Arthur died. She had cancer. She was 86. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. Oh, Mike is here. And oh, by the way, we're going to play trivia. We're going to do a quiz to give away ticket Stars on Ice. And then we also, of course, have the Ultimate Summer Six Pack Summer Song of the Day.
Okay. Do you want to play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
Al Pacino, Scarface, 79 today. He's always good for a good bit. Good character. 79 today for Al Pacino. Len Goodman.
I felt like a school teacher with a very precocious young child. And if you'd done it again this week, I was putting you over this podium and slapping your bottom.
Take a chill pill. Quite, it wasn't that good.
He's very entertaining on that Dancing with the Stars show. Len Goodman is 75. Mike, what are your thoughts on ABBA? Are you a big ABBA fan? I know I am.
So yeah. Dancing Queen. Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Mamma Mia.
This is SOS. So 1/4 of ABBA. I think ABBA is the best thing to come out of Sweden ever. And don't give me this IKEA stuff.
Chocolate.
Chocolate, the Dalla Horse, and ABBA, all in that order. IKEA is like number 6 or 7. I mean, heck, they make you put all the stuff together with one little Allen wrench. Who's going to do that?
That may or may not be included.
Certainly not a man. Bjorn Ulvaeus, who is Bjorn. You had Bjorn, Benny, Agnetha, and Anna Frida. And Bjorn, born on this date. Bjorn was born. He's 74 today. The Rocky movie had Adrian. Trying to find Rocky. You know, as kids, a lot of kids, they played the game Marco Polo. We played Rocky Adrian. It's like Marco Polo. Rocky, Adrian, right? You know, you can go back and forth. So, Talia Shire, who played Adrian, is 73 today. Hank Azaria.
Do you think I am moved by your sob story? I come from a country where the words for sewage and beverage are the same.
Hank Azaria, who does a lot of the voices on Simpson. He's got a hilarious show. It's a little bit crude. It's called Brockmire, about a baseball play-by-play guy. It's on cable. Hank Azaria is 55 today. Renee Zellweger is 50 today. Happy birthday to her. Joe Buck, either you love him or you hate him, it sounds like, as far as a national network play-by-play guy. He's 50.
As he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss. And it's unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is so.
Mike, you're a big Packers fan. Aren't you an owner?
I am an owner. I am one of 250,000 strong.
Yeah, so you're part of the ownership group of the Packers, the publicly owned. What did you think when Randy Moss shot the moon?
I thought that was the most disgusting thing, and it was. I'm sorry, it was on Fox.
So you share,
like Joe.
You share Joe Buck's
feelings.
Yes, 50 today for Joe Buck.
So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Earl.
The guy who was Earl, Jason Lee, born on this date, 1970s, 49. That was a funny show. That was a clever show. It was funny. It just wasn't on TV long enough. Jason Lee is 49, and that's as young as we're going, Mike. Take it away. Gone but not forgottens.
Well, one of the first ones is Guglielmo Marconi. Guglielmo Marconi, the inventor of the wireless.
You may have put a couple extra letters in there, but that's okay. We just call him Marconi or Googs.
Gagney?
Googs Marconi.
Okay.
Googly, oogly, oogly, baby.
The next one is Edward R. Murrow, famous newscaster, and I believe we have some audio.
Oh, we do.
Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. Good night, and good luck.
Was there ever a more serious newsman than Edward R. Murrow?
That would be good news to sleep by. That would put me to sleep, I think. Of course, I work nights, so anything puts me to sleep.
When was he born?
Early.
1908? Early 1900s.
1908, yeah.
You're nothing if not accurate, Mike.
Yeah, well, close I'm nothing.
Enough. Close enough counts in horseshoes, in hand grenades, and the almanac.
Yep.
Close enough.
And pitch.
Don't dancing. Let the facts get in the way.
Yep. Gladys Presley.
Elvis's mom.
Yep. Yep.
She could carry a tune from what I understand.
Yep. Ella Fitzgerald.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mommy on the way. I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it.
She's one of the greatest ever.
And the last one on the list is a person I actually saw in Wisconsin Rapids again.
In person? Did you steal his stool as well?
No.
Or his ottoman?
No, but I was close to the people who got hit by the pail of confetti.
Confetti.
Before the pail of water. Meadowlark Lemon.
We're going to be showing off Meadowlark Lemon's nightstand.
Yes.
Meadowlark Lemon, born on this day, what, 1932?
That's correct.
Okay, now say it with us, Mike.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, thank you. Mike's going to select a song to start a Bobathon. We need to do our ultimate summer six-pack summer song of the day right now. Any idea what that is, Mike? Of course you don't know.
No.
It's Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee. Listen between 3 and 5 today. When you hear that song, be caller 6. When you are caller 6, if you are, you'll get No Name Steaks, a lovely, tasty box of No Name Steaks. They're so good, even the box you can put on the grill and fire it up. It'd be good. Plus, you get entered in the Friday drawing to win the Ultimate Summer 6-Pack. Tickets to 6 of the biggest music events throughout the summer in Bob Country. $50 gift card to Cub is the Friday prize. Thank you to Miller Chevrolet for being a part of that as well. All right, here is what our Almanac Quiz is going to be all about. The Almanac Quiz is, we got Mike in. He goes to the All Request Lunch Hour. He brought a couple of items of country music memorabilia to the All Request Lunch Hour yesterday. And we've talked about them almost ad nauseum this morning. I apologize if you had to leave because we talked about these things too much. But what were those items that Glenn Campbell may or may not have used at a county fair show, Wisconsin Rapids, 1972? What were those items that Mike brought to us and he still owns? And I believe, are you going to put that in your will? Could you will those to me?
No, but
last will and testament.
We might bring them to Scoops, you know, just to keep this thing going.
Yeah, might as well. So what were the items that we've been talking about that Mike brought to the All Request Lunch Hour yesterday? Glenn Campbell, something that Glenn may or may not have used. Pair of Stars on Ice tickets up for grabs. That's going to be at the XL Energy Center Friday, May 3rd. Mike, would you like to start? Usually this is Neil's job. And if I was here all by myself, I would select it. But you're here. You're the guest selector. Kenny Rogers, Love Will Turn You Around. Sammy Kershaw, National Working Woman's Holiday. Or Sawyer Brown, Step That Step. Which song would you like to start a Bobathon with here?
Well, I guess in honor of my wife who is working, I would like to see her have a National Working Women's Holiday.
All right.
So we'll go with that one.
All right. The number for the contest, by the way, 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Mike, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thanks for your help. Bobathon time.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country.